everybody, and welcome to episode number 42 of Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, Taylor Home Inn Interview, Part 3. This podcast is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by Weaver's to pick up the brand new 2010 Andy Griffith Show calendar and other items. There's two or three new books. Drop by and check them out at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Folks, we're going to get on into the episode quickly because it's going to be fairly long. We're going to be talking with Dave and Marcia again from the Taylor Home Inn up in Wisconsin. We invite you guys to drop by there and, you know, make reservations. Go stay at the inn. I think you'd love it. I know I would if I can make my way up there. But I want to encourage you to go up and visit them. At least drop by their website. Check out their pictures. We'll have links on the show notes page. If you'd like to contact me, we'd love to hear from you about if you've been there or if you'd like to go there or just what you think of the podcast. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can drop by our website at mayberry.com/podcast. Or you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/twochairs. Any of those ways, we'd love to hear from you. Now, we're going to go right on into this because it's about a 13-minute long segment here. And so here they are, Dave and Marcia. The rooms in your house, go ahead and tell them what they're called. There's like the Andy room and the Opie room. And
right. We have the three bedrooms, and we have Andy's room, which is kind of masculine. You didn't see it very often, but what you did see, the window when he went out and yelled at Gomer to come in when he was staying there, and the bed and the nightstand and the doorway, those are all where they belong. And then we kind of used liberties to make it good for a bed and breakfast.
Sure.
Aunt B's room, it could not have been the way it was in the show. There's no way to arrange that room the right way. And so we just kind of did it the way we wanted to there. But we do have the blue bed jacket from that episode and her pearls and her pocketbook and her gloves and her hat and so forth.
But Opie's room looks...
Yeah.
We tried to make that look like it did on the show.
Well, you even went down to getting the lamp, if I remember right. Is that correct?
Yep. We've got the little lamb lamp, just like it was on the show. We've got Dickie, the bird from the first episode, and he chirps at you when you walk in the room. It's a motion-sensitive bird. Mm-hmm.
So, I have to clean the cage.
He's not. The cage hadn't been left over when he got out. Been eating chicken or anything up there?
No, okay. He's not a buzzard. we felt like we needed to have that as accurate as we could. So we researched quite a while before we could find the right bed frame. And so we have the iron bed frame like he had. And then the lamb lamp and the piggy bank and, you know, the football helmet and everything's pretty much like it was on the show. But again, you want to do it right. So.
Oh, and you guys have done a great job. I mean, like I said, I still hadn't been there, but I covet your house every time I see it. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't covet, but I do. Every
That's
time I see
right.
it, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I want to go there.
We'll share it with you.
Well, and you've also, since originally building it, you've gone in and you've built a Wally service station out in the back. Is that right?
We built a detached garage. So from the house, from the front of the house, it looks like, you know, Andy's house, and then they had the garage in the back. You know?
Uh-huh.
So that's what it looks like if you're looking at the front of the house. But we made it so you can drive in front of the house. We put a little sidewalk in front, and then we blacktopped 2 years ago. So there's like a little road or street that runs in front of the house.
We were late in getting federal funding.
Yeah. and then you can drive around the back side of the house, and then the back side of my garage is where Wally's is. And we put a little island there with some couple, you know, Acme gas pumps, and and we tried to make it. Again, there was, you know, two or three different Wallys that they used.
Right, but it's good. I mean, I'm looking at the picture of it right now on your website. It's great.
I mean, we kind of took, you know, there's that Hawthorne, those Hawthorne buildings that came out a few years ago. We kind of used that as a, you know, we could put a big window there and a door and a little bay, and you know, we replicated. That's probably the least like the show, but if we can ever get our, we have a 61 Ford Galaxy. If the guy, our neighbor who does automotive, he's had it for 3 years now. It sounds like neighbor, right? But if we can get that thing parked in front of the, our squad car parked in front of Wally's, then it would really look good.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've also been working on a courthouse in the basement, is that right?
Yeah, we just, and it is true that the courthouse does have a bathroom.
We just got it installed.
We put the toilet in today, so we kind of tucked it in behind Barney's back room there. So
now are you going to let people sleep in the jail cells? That's what you need to rent those out.
Yeah, I don't know if legally we can, but
just as a cot.
I said if they fall asleep down there, I'm not waking them up.
But you know, as accurate as we tried to make the house, I think the courthouse is going to be the most accurate. You know, when we built the house, I left the basement. We made the ceilings a little bit higher down there,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a big wide open space down there.
Well, we had the footings poured at the right place so the supports wouldn't be right in the middle of the courthouse room.
Right. So,
you know, it's planned from the beginning.
Yeah, we kind of had enough forethought to think about putting that down there, and I think that could be the biggest draw.
Yeah, wow. We have...
We're about 70% done with that.
Yeah, we figured next year's the 50th anniversary, so it may be the ribbon-cutting ceremony may be in the 50th year of the first airing of the show. But we've got a fella who's a big fan who was at Mayberry Days. In fact, you probably heard about him, Lyle and Christie's anchor. They went there on their honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
and they... anyway, they're both big fans, and he...
Insisted.
Yeah.
He insisted on building the jail cell, the bar. So
he does. He rebuilds NASCAR engines to be stock car engines, and he races stock cars. So he got the cells, the header parts, accurate to a 32nd of an inch, and he was upset that it was that far off. So he said he's used to having it. If an engine is that far off, it's not going to work. But we told him that this is kind of a prototype courthouse in our basement. I think it's okay.
That's right.
He is extremely meticulous like Dave is. So they'll be done right, clear down to the latches. The iron doors will clang shut on you. They'll just be steel.
Well, it's definitely no fun. Yeah, it's definitely no fun when those iron doors clang shut.
That's right. No more carefree days. No more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah,
it's fun. I mean, people go down there and already without even having the blinds on the windows or having everything finished, they sit there and hold a candlestick phone and pretend to be making a phone call. And everybody asks if we're going to have fish in the drawer. And
we should do that.
I said we're going to have Barney's shoes in there. That's a little bit better. It'll look just like it did, I think, on the show. Pretty good.
We even have the map, behind Andy there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the map. I mean, we got the right map. You know about the map.
Yeah, it's the one from Cincinnati. Is that where it is?
Yeah,
that's a piece of trade. I need to talk about that on the podcast sometime. But, yeah, there's a map of Cincinnati is what that actually was back then.
Yeah, it was
pretty interesting.
Crazy how I figured that one out. Because, we were always trying to figure out what the paintings were. And we got them all. We even got the presidential chart and everything.
Uh-huh.
But, that Cincinnati one was kind of a fluke.
Y'all's house is an inspiration every time I see it. Of course, I've checked a bunch of times because I keep thinking it'll get closer. But from Alabama, it's a long way to Wisconsin.
I just drove to Arkansas and back, and Alabama's not a whole lot farther than that.
It's at least three more states over. Right? It's like,
yeah,
daggum, it's a long way. Because every year I check and say, that's a long way.
You hadn't gotten any closer. Well, they're in an airport, so.
That's what I'm working on, yeah. I'm just, you just got to finish. When you finish everything, then I can come. I got to get up there.
You know, we had a good sign from our car guy. He called me on Friday and asked me, now, what was the color of that white paint? Was it Corinthian white or something?
Mm-hmm,
so that means he's ordering the paint. So that's
close. Oh, that's a good sign, yeah.
It is. It's a better sign than what we've had before. So,
well, I tell you what, what we've been dreaming of, the impersonators, we would love to all come there and film like a segment of us waiting on Andy to come home or something. We're all there.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be fun? Oh,
yeah.
It'd be so fun.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Now, if you can get Andy to come and be the Andy that you waited on, that would be even better.
Yeah, I don't have any pull as far as that goes.
There's not an Andy impersonator. And that's okay. There shouldn't be, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that would be great. We'd love to have you all come and do that.
Well, I'm assuming, too, that during the course of this, not only people have come from far away, but you've probably met some really nice people.
Yeah, we've had people, I think, stayed six and seven different, seven times. And,
wow.
I mean, and some people that you've just become friends, you know, like, well, like the Zankers, you know, they come mm-hmm. and, you know, and Ken Anderson comes, and we've, the Scott Hopkins came too. He's the one who did Mayberryopoly and,
right.
The Tribune one. He's a very interesting gentleman. And, you know, there're Mayberry people,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's, when you say that, you know exactly what
I do. Yes. Yeah. Cause I mean, the Mayberry folks that I get to meet from the, from Mayberry.com and the other things I've met so many nice people because of my involvement with the Andy Griffith Show that I just can't imagine that people that are coming to stay with you aren't those same kind of people.
Oh, they are. I mean, definitely.
Well, don't you think Mayberry people in general are? We've had people that, I'll tell you, Alan, we don't take credit cards here. We just tell people that we keep things simple like they were in Mayberry. And we've had people from the big cities that have said, oh, that'll never work. You know, what do you do if you have a bounce check? We've never had a problem. We've had, I don't know how many people, Dave, have we had through here?
I think we've had close to, I figure 600 people have stayed here in the last 3 years.
Something like that. Yeah, people, not bookings, but people.
Right. Yeah, I think it's been, yeah, about 600 to 700 people have stayed here already.
You know, they bring a check and it mm-hmm. goes, and people are nice because they've got a little different set of morals than, values than a lot of people have. And two, they're coming here to see our place. They're coming here to be here. They're not coming here to go to the lake or go to the casino or go do whatever it is.
Right.
And they respect it. Well, yeah. But they come here, and it's almost like there's a reverence when they come in because they're in Andy's house. We've had people walk in and just burst into tears. We had somebody a couple of weeks ago. The lady walked in, and the everybody that was with her laughed. They said, well, we all bet that's what would happen. But, you know, they're so grateful that, like Dave said about the Mayberry Day thing, it's wonderful, but it isn't Mayberry. It's Mount Airy.
That's right.
And, you know, that they actually can visit something that is so much like the show that they all hold near and dear to their hearts, that they just are so grateful to be here and that we did this. That they're on their best behavior, but I think they are all the time. Probably that's just the kind of people they are.
Right.
So.
Well, I know as I've said, just looking at the pictures, I sit and smile, so I cannot imagine the grin that would be on my face where I'd walk in the front door. So,
Well, you know, when Jim Clark came, he walked in, and our favorite line that of all of them is when he said, "I've seen this room thousands of times, but now I'm standing in it." You know, then you mm-hmm. feel like you really did do it right, because if Jim thinks that he's standing in Andy's house, then, and he's not, you know,
right.
then, well, I guess he is, but you know that you did it right, because he would know.
Yeah, and even people that aren't Mayberry fans, it's like, they just like the house. It's very comfortable. It's really homey, and
mm-hmm.
People feel well at ease here. So, I mean, even like Sheila the other night, she was saying, oh, I just like your house is so nice just to come and relax.
And she'd never seen the show.
Yeah, she'd never seen the show.
If you can imagine. We
wow.
still like her, but but we have people that, you know, they come in and really, Alan, it's a sense of deja vu. They know if we did it right. They know what the house is supposed to look like.
Right.
And somebody said this, and they came in. And they said, well, okay, the kitchen's over this way, and that'll be the closet there, and upstairs will be the three rooms. You know, they've never been in our house.
Right.
So when they get here, they do have a sense of, they can relax right away because they kind of know where everything is and they feel like they've been here.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
The other thing that's cool about when people come is even like when we have different groups coming, like that don't even know each other, but they're all Mayberry fans, they all have something in common to talk about and to share and to, you know, they're all fans, usually. You know,
right.
90% of the people, 95% of the people that come here are coming because they're Mayberry fans. And so, you
they
know.
Have at least one common interest.
Right.
Well, yeah.
The bed and breakfast fans, you know, are bed and breakfast people. You go to bed and breakfast, you go to your room, and then you go out to eat or whatever, and you don't interact with the other people as much as you do here. But they come here, and, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, you know, what are you all doing for supper? Because they're here, they want to talk about Mayberry. They want to talk about the show.
Yeah.
And it's cool. They'll all end up upstairs, and there's not any argument over who gets the TV. And
all right, well, that was Dave and Marcia Shireman from up in Wisconsin at the Taylor Home Inn. You can go and visit their website at taylorhomeinn.com, And we'll have links to it from the show notes page at mayberry.com/podcast as well. And we'll also have some other photos and stuff on the Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs. So I invite you to drop by. And I'm sorry the episode's gone a little bit long, but I hope you guys are enjoying it. I've had a lot of good comments about our interviews with Dave and Marcia. And I actually have enough to actually do another show with them, at least partially. So we'll have a little bit more of their interview and then some listener feedback next week. At least that's my plan. So drop back by to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Drop me a line. Tell me what you think about it at floyd@mayberry.com. Call me at 888-684-8415. Or you can just drop by one of the web pages and leave comments there as well. So we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye.